This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. It's been a dry winter at our home near the banks of the Ojolote and beyond our place. I mean, it's dry in the borderlands of southeastern Arizona. There's been a little bit of moisture that came in the form of sprinkles, light snow, small increments of those. Hardly seems worth the trip to the rain gauge, right? But I like to... I get a kick out of reporting the dead insects and the bird droppings in the gauge. But listen, a dry winter, and now it's a season, the marvelous season, the wonderful season, the great season of winter, spring, cold mornings, warm days. Hey, Ms. Mesquite and I have been getting out into the hills. Of course we have. And we go to like mid-elevation. We go out to mid-elevation to get firewood. We go out there to hike. We go out there to just go. And in those hills at, I'd say, 5,000 feet, 6,000 feet in elevation, where there's this mix of shrubs before you get into the woods. That mix of shrubs, that marvelous mix of shrubs, is called the chaparral, right? It's the and that leads into that mix of shrubs leads into the madre and evergreen woodland. And sometimes they mix it all up. They're together. The chaparral and the woodland are together. I just love it. And so the mix near us in those mountains is silk tassel. These are the shrubs, the sumacs, the ceanothus, the cliff rose, the mountain mahogany, palmer agave, peri agave, mountain yucca, banana yucca. Oh, scrub oak, turpentine bush, I'm forgetting something, but oh, well, manzanita, and I wanted to tell you about manzanita. We were out in that wonderful biotic community in February, and that's when point-leaf manzanita, Arctostaphylos pungens, blooms, and it wasn't. And we've been out into those hills a few times in February, and the manzanita wasn't blooming, and I'm thinking, well, poor summer monsoon, and definitely dry winter. So no clusters of small pinkish-whitish porcelain bells hanging from manzanita branches. Oh, and there's another species of manzanita out on the slopes, a little higher up in that crazy mix of chaparral, Pringles, Arctostaphylos pringli. It blooms in April, but I'll keep you posted about that, okay? Let me tell you this about manzanita, the common name... means little apples, you knew that. And it refers to the fruit. The wild critters and humans, too, just find that fruit quite edible. Bears love the fruit, and that's quite apparent in their scats that you find in the chaparral and in the woodlands. The genus Arctostaphylos comes from two Greek words, arcto, bear, staphylos, cluster of grapes. So in the mountains of southeastern Arizona, point-leaf and Pringles manzanita are part of the chaparral. I'm forgetting to tell you that Arctostaphylos pungens, the pungens refers to the point on the leaf. Pringli refers to the American botanist Cyrus Pringle. Anyway, so they're part of that wonderful chaparral mix, that crazy shrubby mix before you get into the woodland or up into the coniferous forest. And here's a really fascinating thing about that shrubby mix. When it burns, some of those plants will come back from the roots. Not many, but scrub oak, like oaks are tough. Oaks, it'll come back from the roots. Manzanita, no way, it burns so hot. But the seed of manzanita that falls in the soil, it germinates, it sprouts after fires. Yeah, manzanita seed germs after fires. That seed likes it hot, and then it germinates, and that part of the chaparral community starts again. So what else can I tell you? Let's see. Oh, well, Arctostaphylos, the genus is in the heath family, Ericaceae, and there are about 50 species of Arctostaphylos found mainly in the western part of North America. 4 species in Arizona. And that's the report, my friends. That's the report from our very dry homestead in the borderlands. The borderlands are dry, but they're still quite beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.